You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The completely redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com is coming to an internet near you in only 7 days. Brace yourself. Jim Donovan's braced. I know Megan Rock is braced. We're all braced in this building. That is coming up April 1st. You will see the new and much improved ClevelandBrowns.com. 216-578-0850 if you still want to get in with a call to us. You know, Jim, I think this time of year when you're looking at you're looking at the league meetings where legislation is going around there, and I thought that was a great topic that Jason hit us with as far as like rules changes. But there's still a part of me, and I'm glad, I know the meetings aren't over yet, but I'm glad they haven't gone down this road yet of the extra point distance.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
think they want to maybe yeah. mess with this in a preseason, one of the preseason games, kind of give it a look-see. I think that is so unnecessary. I hear the argument that you're being proactive, that you don't wait for something to be a problem before you address the problem. But I just never thought of the extra point as a problem in any real way.
I didn't either.
Was it bothering you all these years?
No, it's not a problem.
Covering the games,
not a problem to you.
Network
one, right?
And on radio, and you know, come on.
No, I never did. I thought it was the completion of a celebration. That's how I always looked at it. It's a completion of a celebration.
Yeah,
you score a touchdown and you kick the extra
obligatory
point.
Obligatory thing.
I never thought, and I never really felt that it needed a great deal of change. I never felt that it needed to be more challenging. I'm very perplexed by the looking so intently at the kicking game.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's
I really do. I think a lot of guys make their money on that. I think it's I think it's a vital part of the game. It's a skill part of the game. You know, the guys are really good at it, obviously, right now.
Sure.
Maybe that's the problem.
I think this is one of those circumstances where the skill level or the success of players, of kickers, has worked against them. Because you're taking something off their plate, probably going to impact their contracts. The less you have them do, the less factor they are on kickoffs and other elements. Another thing that Mike Pettine, by the way, addressed this morning was Alex Carrington, the defensive lineman who had been with Buffalo. He said we had, quote, a great visit with him. He's an excellent technician. This is Mike Pettine speaking. He said if Carrington doesn't get a lot of production, he causes a lot of production. I think that's the kind of player. That's a coach looking, giving you the real inside of a player that, you know you're getting something out of this guy, even if the numbers don't say it.
Yeah, I've been kind of waiting to see if they're going to get a deal done with him. You know, he visited, they've been impeccable in getting guys to come in here and sign. We talked to Paul McQuiston about that yesterday. So I'm kind of waiting to see if they get a deal done with him, because I think that's Mike Pettine driven, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
And you know it's Mike Pettine driven. And I think, again, somebody he knows from Buffalo, someone that seems like his kind of guy, but they're probably not in any super hurry. He was asked what stands out about the current Browns roster, and I thought this answer was interesting. He says, the outside linebacker group is very intriguing. We really liked Barkevious Mingo a year ago in Buffalo. He has some technique things he needs to get cleaned up.
Yeah.
But you'll love to see flashes of what he can do.
Yeah.
And I think the operative word there is flashes.
Because we saw flashes.
Flashes.
His very first play.
Not consistent.
No, that's right. Yeah, and the technical side, Vic, I mean, he took bad angles on things. You know, he tended to make the same mistake, you know, over and over again, that can be cleaned up. But man, is he quick. And when we saw the flash, boy, it was great.
And I think they kind of see him as a project, if that's the right way to put it, which is what he would have been to the previous coaching staff. But I think the staff feels it can handle him. All right, we want to thank some people for their involvement in this show. Nate Ulrich, of course, from the Akron Beacon Journal for joining us. We had Jim Corbett from USA Today. I want to thank Randy Lang from the NewYorkJets.com website and Vic Tafor from the San Francisco Chronicle. Guys, appreciate all your help to the show. I want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show. I want to thank our excellent producer, Jason Gibbs. Jim Donovan, I want to thank you for Nathan
time,
the last couple of days. All right, we're going to have Michael Regei alongside the next 3 days, so the balance of the week here. So just want to give you a heads up on that. And we will tell you that tune in again tomorrow and join us on Cleveland Browns Daily. Also, stay tuned, by the way, Julian Gerard following this show. But Cleveland Browns Daily, and it's driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.